2. Student. In Berlin, Marx threw himself into the study of philosophy, jurisprudence, history, geography, literature, the history of art, etc. He had a Faust-like thirst for truth, and his appetite for work was insatiable. In these matters, only superlatives can be used to describe Marx. In one of his poems, dating from this period, he says of himself, "Ne'er can I perform in calmness what has seized my soul with might, but must strive and struggle onward in a ceaseless, restless flight. All divine, enhancing graces would I make of life a part, penetrate the realms of science, grasp the joys of song and art." Giving up all social intercourse, he worked night and day, making abstracts of what he read, translating from Greek and Latin, working at philosophical systems, setting down a considerable number of his own thoughts, and drafting outlines of philosophy or jurisprudence, as well as writing 3 volumes of poems. The year 1837 marks one of the critical periods of Marx's intellectual development. It was a time of vacillation and ferment, and of internal struggle, at the end of which he found refuge in the Hegelian dialectics. In doing so, he turned his back on the abstract idealism of Kant and Fichte, and made the first step towards reality. And indeed, at that time, Marx firmly believed that Hegel actually stood for reality. In a somewhat lengthy letter, dated November the 10th, 1837, a truly human document, Marx gives his father an account of his intense activity during that remarkable period, comprising his first 2 terms at the University of Berlin, when he was still so very young. "Dear father, there are times which are landmarks in our lives, and they not only mark off a phase that has passed, but at the same time point out clearly our new direction. At such turning points we feel impelled to make a critical survey of the past and the present, so as to attain to a clear knowledge of our actual position. Nay, mankind itself, as all history shows, loves to indulge in this retrospection and contemplation, and thereby often appears to be going backward or standing still, when after all it has only thrown itself back in its armchair the better to apprehend itself, to grasp its own doings, and to penetrate into the workings of the spirit. The individual, however, becomes lyrical at such times, for every metamorphosis is in part an..."